Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in the story and then continue in the story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. Today we're going to place ourselves in the story of the bleeding woman from Mark 5, verses 24 through 34. I'm going to be reading the story four separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move towards finding ourselves in the story. So I want to invite you first to begin to take some deep breaths and to cultivate stillness and awareness within. Now, during the first reading, I want you to simply listen to the story. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Now, during the second reading, I want you to listen and to pay attention to more detail. What is the setting like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and the atmosphere like? How do people interact with one another? A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." During the third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing or thinking or feeling? I want you to use your senses. What are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in others around you? A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." And now in this fourth and final reading, I want you to allow yourself to really experience the story as the person or maybe the object that you are identifying with. And when the reading ends, allow the story, let the story continue to unfold within you, in your imagination, in your mind and heart, as the person or maybe the object that you are, that you find yourself as, until you hear me say amen. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take some time and to consider your experience. How did you relate to this story? Did it stir up any specific thoughts or feelings for you today? Maybe even spend some time journaling about it. And consider this: what might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and into the week ahead. As always, pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.